Hello, my beautiful beanies, and welcome to the Bean the Weekend edition. First with yesterday's news, I am Glenn ZB. We're looking back at both Saturday and Sunday. I know I wasn't here on Friday, but I'm not looking back at Friday. Got to look forward. I hope you're there and you haven't taken today off. It's a sneaky long weekend. Jack Tame's been underwater. The Black Caps are just under the weather. Chris Botti, one of the most famous names in jazz. Come on, you know him. And Linda Topp, one of the most famous names in New Zealand comedy. But before any of that, what's happening with the Warriors? I mean, geez, another year, another Warriors drama.
How confident are the Warriors that you will retain the services of Roger Tuivasa-Sheck beyond 2018?
Yeah, look, I'm confident. We have been in discussions for some time with Roger's management. So we're at this stage. We're just working through a due process, and Roger's a very big part of our club in the present, and we see him a very big part of our club going forward in the future. So we'll continue those discussions, and hopefully we can come to a conclusion in the near future.
Any inclinations or evidence to suggest that he could possibly end up playing rugby next year, that he could end up playing for the Blues?
I think I think those reports have certainly been put into context by Roger's management this morning, where he labelled them as rubbish. But look, at the end of the day, Roger's a very smart thinker and looks at all options. And you know, we just we're working with them. So where that ends up and when that ends up, you know, we'll certainly let you know.
Can we not just have one season of NRL where the Warriors just, you know, they come out, they play reasonably consistently, maybe they do well, maybe they don't, but there's no actual drama off the field? Can we not? No? Okay, all right, fair enough. Maybe that's why people love it. But I don't think so. Jack's been, well, he's been underwater. The poor Knights. I didn't know that he was into that kind of stuff.
The real treat came after lunch. I kitted up and very carefully followed the instructions of my guide, a young guy from Manchester called Chris, who guided me through my scuba equipment and the exercises he would get me to perform once we hit the water. The truth is, I didn't even know you were allowed to scuba dive if you hadn't done the whole paddy course thing. But you can. You're allowed to dive down to 12 metres so long as you're at the side of an experienced guide. And though a lifetime spent playing in the ocean couldn't stave off my nerves, I tightened my mask and flipper walked awkwardly to the edge of the boat. One big step out, hold your mask to your face and enjoy, cried the boat skipper. Kasploosh. You know, it's crazy. We live in a geographic wonderland. But how many things do many of us never find the time or the money to do? How many great walks never feel our swollen feet? How many mighty rivers remain unpaddled? How many geothermal hot pools or caves full of glowworms or magnificent empty beaches never have Kiwis enjoying their splendour? How many conger eels, manta ray, sharks, dolphins, kingfish, snapper the size of barnyard animals cross before the goggling eyes of so many foreign tourists, but only before a fraction of New Zealanders? The Poor Knights Marine Reserve is astonishing. It really is. But so too is that weird human flaw. We're proud as we all are. We often don't explore the best of our backyard.
I don't know about you, but that sounds terrifying. It sounds absolutely... conger eels, sharks, manta ray. I'm not going there. Now, the Black Caps. Suddenly their season, which was going from strength to strength, has gone from... It's all been a bit disappointing, really, hasn't it?
What's the mood like amongst the Black Caps this morning off the back of really what was probably a disappointing performance?
Yeah, obviously, yeah, disappointing probably sums it up pretty nicely. Obviously everyone was looking forward to coming over here and putting a good show on board and testing, I guess, the game plans that have been working so well for us over the last wee while back home, and to not deliver on that was, just simply disappointing.
I mean, you haven't had a lot of time to reflect, but in the discussions that you have had, what do you put it down to? I mean, I don't know, looking at the body language, watching it on television and home, there just didn't seem to see, didn't appear to be that level of intensity that perhaps we've seen from you guys.
Yeah, well, I think it's just firstly to put, you know, three wickets back in our hut very early. You know, they obviously came out firing with their two new bowlers and automatically put us on the back foot. So, yeah, obviously we're not trying to lose wickets at the top, but to keep continuously losing those wickets in that first innings and not give us really something to bowl to, a bit of rain is around as well to even limit the chase even more. But, yeah, it just didn't go to plan. Yeah, it's a bit annoying that we've got 10 days now to wait to try turn it around. But, yeah, we'll reflect on that in our own ways and then, yeah, look to... get back into conditions that we know well and prove a point there. So, yeah, that's all we can really look forward to.
So their strategy is to only ever play at home ever again. I don't think that can... I don't know that that's the most practical strategy. Probably effective, but I can't see the rest of the cricketing world quite buying into that one. There's a logistics issue there, I think. Hey, I don't. Have you heard the name Chris Botti? If not, maybe you're just not into modern jazz. He's the master of it, apparently. And Kerry McIver caught up with him yesterday morning.
Have you been to New Zealand before?
You know what? I have not. And I've been pretty much everywhere in the world. And I'm so looking forward to it. We've been down to Australia like six times, and mm-hmm. we just haven't gotten to New Zealand. So we're really looking forward to making this trip.
Oh, I'm glad you can finally make it. What have you been doing in Hawaii? Was it business or pleasure?
Oh no, I'm a musician that's on the road about 265 days a year.
Wow.
So, and we've been out for 14 years. So we and myself and my whole band were here in Hawaii playing a set of shows and yeah, we just keep rolling. And then we go to Japan next week and then Australia for a week and then to you.
Doesn't that itinerant lifestyle pall after a while?
Well, it does and it doesn't. I mean, first of all, I'm very used to it. I live in a hotel in New York. I don't own any possessions of any kind. And so that nomadic sort of lifestyle suits me and has for a long time. But the other thing is, I think if you look back at your life and you practice so many hours as a musician and you were to write like a card down when you were 12 and say, what's your ultimate goal, your dream, basically. Mm. And if you were to uncork that card when you're 50 and it was exactly what you wanted, then, you know, your element to be downtrodden when you're on a plane every day should be taking a back seat, and you should be very grateful. So that's where my frame of mind is. And I feel lucky to be able to tour the world with amazing musicians and making people happy.
So I feel like that's a bit like what I'm trying to do. Admittedly, I don't get to tour the world. And all I'm doing is just yakking into a microphone. But hopefully I'm making somebody happy at the other end of it. Maybe. Well, maybe. Linda Topp, I think she tries to do the same thing as well.
You know, one thing that struck me about the people you met in that first episode was they're Kiwis, but they're Kiwis who come from different parts of the world, eh?
Yes. I think, you know, that happens, you know, quite a lot now when we travel around the country. You know, it's not just Kiwis here anymore. There's quite a few other people, you know, and they've brought a lot of their, you know, skills with them.
Like, yeah.
I think we did the miso paste.
Yeah, the Japanese
and
couple.
That was just, you know, and they're just the coolest young couple, you know, and, you know, when they're not surfing and, you know, cooking good tucker down on the beach, they're making miso paste.
Yeah.
And that miso paste is just like the best thing for you, apparently. And
yeah.
They did a little test, you know, when they dropped the bomb on Hiroshima. They fed the survivors of that were fed miso in Japan, and then they took a group of Japanese back to America to treat them because the Americans felt really bad about it, you know, because they had dropped the thing. Apparently, there was a group taken to America, and the ones in Japan got better quicker.
Wow!
And the only difference in treatment was miso.
How interesting!
So there is some indication and some study that miso actually fixes or helps cure radiation sickness.
Well, that's amazing.
So, yeah, one half of the Top Twins there back for another series of Top Country. a final series of Top Country as it happens. Linda Top. I am Glenn ZB. Don't worry, this is not the final series of News Talk ZB. It just will go on forever and ever and ever. Eventually, I'll just upload my consciousness into some form of artificial intelligence and it'll always continue on for eternity. Isn't that great news? We will see you back here again tomorrow for the next instalment.